With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump expressing grief and anger concerning the killing of Charlie Kirk, and he's calling for an end to the kind of radical political violence practiced in recent years.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
And he says he wants to put an end to all the violence.
My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country.
While some Democrats on Capitol Hill refused to take part in a moment of silent prayer, others did not stoop that low. As a matter of fact, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy expressed his remorse and said he was sending prayers to Charlie's family.
We are all horrified watching images and following the news out of Utah, and we are sending all of our thoughts to Mr. Kirk, to his family, to survivors there.
So far, no arrests have been made. Meanwhile, the murder of Charlie Kirk comes one day before Patriots Day in America. President Trump will be observing an event at the Pentagon for 9/11. Vice President J.D. Vance will be at Ground Zero. And the White House says the president will be traveling to New York Thursday evening to watch a Yankees Tigers game there in the Bronx. This is SRN News. The NRB is going to Washington.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Hong Kong ruling in favor of a lesbian couple's parental recognition of their son born through in vitro fertilization. The couple underwent the medical procedure in South Africa in 2020 after getting married in that country. The baby was born in Hong Kong in 21, but only one of the two women was listed as the actual mother on the child's birth certificate. This is SRN News. Israel has struck targets in Yemen's capital.
Israel's launched previous waves of airstrikes in response to the Houthis' firing of missiles and drones at Israel. The Iran-backed Houthis say they're supporting Hamas and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the European Commission's senior official says she plans to seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the Gaza conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexico City officials say a gas tanker explosion has killed at least three people and injured 70 more. Few other details are known at this hour. Prince Harry has joined his father, King Charles III, for tea at the Clarence House home in London. Marks the first time they've met in more than 1 year. The two have been very distant since Harry and his wife Meghan left royal life and moved to California. More details at srnnews.com.